Day 156, or June the 5th. Good times soon replace bad times. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favour lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Psalm 30 is another one that was written by David. It probably followed one of the many escapes from danger that David experienced in his life. It was probably later used at the dedication of the temple that was built by David's son Solomon. The theme of many of David's psalms is thankfulness for God's patience, love, answers to prayer, and much more. He could have concentrated on things that went wrong, but whilst he mentions them, he eventually moves on to a positive approach of thanksgiving to his God. And now, today's action step. David's view of God is very much one of a loving father who punishes only when necessary, but loves all the time. He tells us clearly that the hard times are only brief compared to the good times that last a lifetime. Very rarely do I hear people saying that God has been good for so many years in their life. I usually hear the opposite comment, that things have been hard from time to time. This thought of hardship being temporary lines up beautifully with David's immortal line in his 23rd Psalm. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, his emphasis is walking through it and the fact that it will soon end, rather than its current difficulties and trials. Our memories of what God has done for us are so different to the way we remember a film or a football match. When asked about a match, we remember the exciting bits, the great goals, the superb saves. When asked about a film or a play, we remember the highlights and twists in the plot. Why not try to recall the positive things that God has done for you recently? Because they will last, whereas the bad things won't. And you have God's everlasting word on that.